amaranth is a challenging weed, and we're going to visit a bit today about really how to get a handle and get ahead of it. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, I've been doing quite a bit of research for a presentation that I'm getting ready to give, so I thought we'd take a little bit more of an in-depth look at Palmer amaranth to see how we can get the competitive advantage on this weed. Now, there's a number of characteristics that make Palmer amaranth a formidable opponent in crop production. Its origins are in the desert southwest and northern Mexico. This results in pretty good drought tolerance. It's also a dioecious plant, meaning there are both male and female plants. This forces outcrossing and a high genetic diversity within the population. It's a prolific seed producer with over 500,000 seeds per plant when it's grown with not much competition. The emergence pattern of Palmer amaranth really seems to be continual throughout the growing season, with seedlings being found even right before a killing freeze. Finally, it's highly competitive with crops and can easily reduce our yields. Now, prevention is a key component and an overarching piece of the weed management puzzle on Palmer amaranth. Now, this has been proven as farmers have learned to manage glyphosate-resistant kochia. Now, preventing kochia emergence is a key point because of the lack of effective post-emergence herbicide options. Now, when we think about preventing Palmer amaranth emergence, it's a little bit more challenging than preventing that kochia emergence. The majority of kochia emergence is in a relatively short period in the early spring. However, since Palmer amaranth continues to emerge season long, it begins in early to mid-May. So many times we also see a flush of Palmer amaranth after we have a rain event. Because of this, there's pressure on pre-emergence herbicides later in the growing season. This is where the concept of overlapping residuals comes into play. Now, overlapping herbicide residuals stems from the need of preventing weed emergence during a majority of the growing season. The use of overlapping herbicides includes applying a pre-emergence herbicide with residual activity and following it up with another herbicide also with residual activity post-emergence or in a growing crop. Therefore, providing a herbicide barrier to prevent weed emergence through a great deal of the growing season. Now, for example, in corn, this could include a couple of applications of herbicides like atrazine, mesotrione, and S-metolachlor. Now, herbicides are not the only avenue for controlling Palmer amaranth. We also need to think about taking the integrated weed management approach. Because of this, we need to think about incorporating residue cover and a good plant canopy from a strong plant stand to really help provide competition to the Palmer amaranth. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, St. Francis, and Goodland, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.